Praise God. Amen. Isn't it nice to be in the presence of the Lord, just loving, worshiping Him? Hallelujah. Let's everybody pray in the Spirit quietly. Pray in the Spirit quietly. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me, for cleansing me in your blood. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for a measure of faith. And right now, I bind Satan in the name of Jesus. I bind principalities and powers in the name of Jesus. And I just release the blessings of Abraham in Christ Jesus, in me, into my life, in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You know, in the Old Testament, in Genesis, God said, He said, let there be light. We're going to talk about tonight what Jesus said. And when you have a renewed mind, you got to have faith in what Jesus said. In other words, that settles it. And so you don't want to go in a prayer closet and reason with your own mind or reason with your wife or your about something about God. If Jesus said it, that settles it. I'm going to lock my faith in what Jesus said, and I'm not going to believe anything the devil says, my flesh says. I'm just going to believe what Jesus said. Amen? You know, I was studying different denominations, and everybody that I studied this past week, and I'm not going to preach on that, but everybody I studied this past week had a problem with Jesus. So they made up their own ways of doing things and so on and so forth. That's where religion came into the picture, and we started following this leader or that person, and come to find out they didn't like what Jesus said about being born again, about he's the Son of God, and he came to save us, and so we get caught up and we don't even look at what people believe in. We just kind of follow people because they look like they got a little bit of anointing on their lives. So God wants you to understand tonight what Jesus says, that settles it in this church. And there's no discussion. And so we're going to look at some things that Jesus said tonight. And you need to get that into your renewed mind, get it into your spirit. And anytime something is brought to you by your own mind that doesn't line up with what Jesus said, reject it. Amen? We're born again. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're kings and priests, sons and daughters. We're the body of Christ. Just that there is enough. He said that's what we are. He called us this. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so as I continually walk with Jesus, I continually renew my mind in what Jesus said. When Jesus said to me, you are healed, I had MS, and I didn't get healed at that moment. My physical body didn't. Because you know something? My mind didn't understand that the cross and everything, so I reasoned with my mind. So the more I reasoned with my mind, the more I had MS. Jesus said, I took your MS. Well, if you took it, how come I still got it? Because you're reasoning with your mind. And so you can't reason with your mind about God. A mind is a good thing, particularly in business and if it's been educated and so on and so forth. In some fields, it's good, but not with God. The natural mind ain't worth a flip with God because the natural mind doesn't have the ability to believe God or to be obedient to God. Amen? And so we got to realize that we are a spirit. We're born again and we are a spirit. And so consequently, we need to be taught by the Spirit in order to understand things of God. So in Scripture, all the Scriptures in the New Testament, you find that the Spirit of God is mentioned 13 times in 1 Corinthians, 13 times in John. And I wonder why he's mentioning the Spirit all the time. He's trying to get us to realize that we need to learn how to flow with the Holy Spirit. How to let the Holy Spirit teach us and counsel us and comfort us and strengthen us. Amen? So if you need counseling about why you should be healed and your body's not healed, ask the Holy Spirit. And then there's another little key in Colossians. Whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. In that particular scripture, he puts Lord Jesus there. So many times we pray in the name of Jesus, and you can do that. It's just as powerful. But in that particular scripture, he said, pray in the authority of the Lord Jesus. And what you're saying to the devil, what you're saying to sickness, he's Lord over it. He's not only the Son of God, he's not only Jesus, he's Lord over it. In that powerful name of the Lord Jesus, he says in Colossians. And so it's a powerful thing to learn from Scripture and then to say what Scripture says about things. Amen? So that doesn't mean if you never said the Lord Jesus, I'm not talking about that. But there's sometimes cancer won't move. Sometimes poverty won't move. Even when you say Jesus, for some reason. But he's Lord over poverty. He's Lord over sickness, cancer, and disease, and so on and so forth. So in that powerful name of the Lord Jesus, why he put that in there, it had to be in there for a reason. So I speak all the time that you're my Lord, you're my Christ, you're my Jesus, you see, you're my Savior, and so on and so forth. I want to say what Jesus says. And so that doesn't mean you have to, and I'm going to repeat this, you don't have to go back and say the Lord Jesus in the authority. But I do that sometimes. I think sometimes I'm up against a real difficult spirit, and so I say, in the name of the Lord Jesus, amen? And for some reason, it goes all the time. Hallelujah. Now, it'll go in the name of Jesus. Of course it will. But you want that demon to know he's Lord over you, Satan. He's Lord over principalities and powers, amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whatever Jesus says, we already have the grace. You know, when he stood at the rock in the Old Testament, they didn't have to go out and get shovels or try to get some stick to find the water. It came out of the rock. All they had to do is drink it. You know, sometimes all we got to do is drink in what Jesus said. And that doesn't mean we shouldn't pray and quote scriptures and all that stuff and renew our minds and everything else. But you know, someday the Spirit of God's going to fall on all of us, and it's going to be so simple. We're going to flow in the supernatural in areas we never flowed before, because God, the Holy Spirit, is training us right now, and we're going to say, why didn't we do that? That's so simple. Well, when he stood at the rock, he said, all you got to do is drink it. I got the water coming out. If you drink of the water, you're drinking of me, but all you got to do is drink it. You ain't got to get picks and shovels. You ain't got to try to get a drill machine out here, and so on and so forth. All you got to do is drink. And then when he said, when they crossed the Red Sea, all you got to do is let, he opened the Red Sea, God opened the Red Sea, dried it out. All you got to do is walk across. There's many times God don't require much, does he? Just to believe in him and just to believe in what he said. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn to Luke 5, please. Luke 5. Praise you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'll be there in a minute. Praise you, Jesus. 5 verse 1. So it was as a multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God. See, we don't have much trouble. We don't really press in to hear the word of God. We ought to press in every day to hear the word of God. We ought to hear Jesus speaking to us. Hallelujah. As he stood at the lake. In verse 2. And the two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got out of one of the boats, which was Simon's, asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. And when he had stooped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep, you see, and let down your nets for a catch. God is going to ask us to launch out in the deep. Anything in the gifts of the Spirit, anything in dreams and visions is launching out in the deep. Not necessarily to launch out to catch fish, but God's going to ask you and I, because when Jesus says launch out, that's what Jesus said it. So it's you and I have got to ask the Holy Spirit, help me, Holy Spirit, to launch out into the deep. In the deepness of His love, in the deepness of His grace, in the deepness of His mercy, in the deepness of His gifts. Help me to launch out. Help me to get out of myself. And most people say, well, I've done that before. Peter started saying, we've done that, Lord. We've been out there. Well, he said, I want you to launch out again. You see, many of us will do something maybe 10,000 times in a lifetime, and then God will say one more time, I want you to launch out. This is your season. It has arrived, and this time when you launch out, you'll get the catch. Amen? Hallelujah. 7 years I launched out, and I didn't get healed of MS. And a lot of people can say, there's a lot of reasons why. Maybe I didn't have a renewed mind. Maybe I, whatever it was, but Naaman, he fought God. He didn't want to dunk seven times. Was it Naaman that didn't want to dunk? So we all fight God if we've already done it. For example, if I was vacuuming my house, which often I do for my wife, you see, I got it all nice and vacuumed. She said, vacuum it again. No, she didn't say that, but I'm using this for example. Everybody went. She made me do it 10 times today. No. Hallelujah. God wants you sometimes to just launch out. Keep launching out. You're going to get your catch. You're going to have your day. You're going to have your season. Why? Because Jesus says so. Amen? And so we're going to walk around and we're going to say to our flesh, you know, when you don't want to do it, listen now, here's some keys. If you just don't want to do it again, say, Holy Spirit, I just don't want to do it again. That's my flesh. I want you to help me, so I'll do it again. See, sometimes my mind will say to me, you've been doing this long enough. Don't go down there again, the church. I'm serious. I battle this. So I turn around, and Jesus said that he'll meet me here. Holy Spirit, give me the desire to go down there. My flesh don't want to desire to do it anymore. You think I don't have battles? Absolutely I do. But I know the key. I know the key. The key is help me, Holy Spirit. Give me that desire that overrides my desire. If you've spoken over somebody, prayed over somebody 5 or 6 times, and they don't seem to be receiving, God may say, do it one more time. Do it one more time. Hallelujah. And so Peter, they didn't want to go back out there again. If you're ever going to get your catch, whether it's money, whether it's anointing, whether it's grace, whether it's mercy, you're going to have to keep on doing it. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to have to keep on doing it. Keep on speaking it. Keep on renewing your mind. No. Jesus said, I'm not going to listen to this mind. If I don't want to come down here, Holy Spirit, give me a desire. Guess what? When I call upon him, you see, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he gives me that desire. It just, the other desire of my flesh just leaves. You see, the Holy Spirit overrides my fleshly desire. And when we're creatures of habit, if we've done something a lot of times and gotten no results, we don't want to do it no more. People are that way in business. That's the reason why business people, sometimes when they start out, will only last a couple of years. Because they don't see no results. But we are in the kingdom of God, and God says, I want you to launch out. I want you to keep on speaking about that grace. I want you to keep on speaking about that prosperity. That coin will be found someday. That coin will be found someday. Hallelujah. Your checkbook won't read zero, and your pocketbook won't have dust in it. Hallelujah. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down. See, the deep, you see, we got to go into the spirit realm. We got to call upon the Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to get beyond this. I want to get into the spirit realm. I don't know how to get there, because anything he's going to show you, you haven't been there before. If he had to show you, you see, if he has to show you, that means you haven't been there before. And there's many, many places in the spirit realm we haven't been. But God is a loving God and wants to show us. He wants to show us how to tap into the kingdom and get our banks filled. He wants to teach us that Abraham is in us in Christ Jesus. And we got all the blessings of Abraham in us in Christ Jesus. He wants us to know that healing belongs to us. That forgiveness belongs to us. He wants us to know. So what do we have to do? We have to say, no, sir, Jesus said it. Jesus said it. When God said, let there be light, Jesus said, let there be healing from my cross, from my resurrection power. Your body's telling you one thing, you let God tell you something else. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've all done this. I prayed, God. I've fasted, I've tithed, and I've done all this stuff. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've worked all night, caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let the net down. At your word. And when Jesus' word comes alive in us by the Holy Spirit, and we speak his word, in his word, Jesus said, Jesus said, Jesus said. And the devil's trying to get you to quit, trying to get you to give up, trying to get you to listen to the flesh. But God is saying, Jesus said, God the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, Jesus said, Jesus said, Jesus said, Jesus said. And I'm going to launch out. I don't care if my flesh is tired. I don't care if I feel like I'm discouraged. I ain't ever going to get nothing. Yes, I am, because Jesus said. Jesus said. And I'm going to launch out. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't quit, because Jesus said. Launch out there. You know, I don't know how to get out there. Ask the Holy Spirit. He's going to take you places the flesh can't go. He may take you out of your body. He may take you to heaven. He may take you to a place where you see all the promises of God in this great big vault. The promises is financial blessings. How do I get that, God? Just hang in there. Your season's coming. Your catch is coming. Hallelujah. And when they had done this, they became obedient according to his word. They caught a great number of fish, and their nets were breaking. Wouldn't you like to have so much that you have to give it away? Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. See, I really believe God knows that we need money. Not only for our homes and rents, but to carry on the gospel of Jesus Christ. I was talking to somebody on the phone the other day. I was complaining to DirecTV. Those people, man. Well, are you a football fan? I says, I'm a Jesus fan first. Oh, amen. Praise the God. Praise the Lord, she said. Lady, get my television fixed. The world is going to obey the authority that's in me. I'm paying you $80 a month and I can't get this. Oh, that don't fly with me. If you're selling me a product and you're charging me $80, you better keep it running, because you're going to get a call. Amen? We need to call up Jesus. Amen? Get the red line, the hotline. The promise ain't come yet. Hang in there. It'll come. Launch out. Your catch is coming. Your grace is coming. Your season is here. Whoa. It's not coming. It's here. Hallelujah. They caught a great number. Oh, when the anointing starts flowing, you'll catch the money, you'll catch the souls that are in darkness, the ones that are in the byrooms, the ones that are on the street. They won't be able to resist that light coming out of you. You know how when Moses came down off the mountain, they couldn't look at his face? The glory of God's going to come upon us. The glory of God's going to come upon us. And when we go in to speak about money, it can't resist the glory of God resting on us. You shall have power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Power. Be willing to launch out. Be willing to change. We are all creatures of habit. Be willing to pray in tongues more than once a day. Be willing to go in your prayer closet and worship and praise God in spirit. Hallelujah. Be willing to speak out loud. Jesus said. Hallelujah. Verse 7. So they singled to their partners. Oh. Come on over. We got plenty. Come on over. We got plenty. Wouldn't you be like to be so blessed you got to give it away? Come on over. I got plenty of money. Come on over. I got plenty of love. Come on over. I got plenty of grace operating me. Come on over. I got plenty of mercy. Come on over. I got plenty of the anointing. Come on over. Instead of trying to say, we're going to have hot dogs this Sunday. We're going to have some pizza. Come on over. Praise you, Jesus. Wouldn't you like to single the people? If you'll just come through the door, there'll be mercy and grace and healing. You know, brother, if you can come through the door, maybe God will give you a diamond. Maybe coins will be in your pew. Well, I don't believe in that. I wasn't raised that way. Well, you were raised wrong. All things are possible with God. We've seen gold on people's faces. We've seen feathers going around. Last week, Leslie had we thought it was a diamond on her face, and I said, what happened to her? She says, it just left. But we want the diamonds you can take down to the broker down here and say, how much you give me for it? Amen? Where'd you get that? It came from heaven. You won't find no diamonds on earth like this diamond. Now the next question is, how much you give me? What do you want money for? I want to be able to call my friends over and say I got plenty. I want to be the lender, not the borrower. I want to be the head, not the tail. Amen? All that happens, the tail is always dragging behind, picking up all the dust and dirt. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees and saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. You know how people put themselves down under guilt and condemnation? I can't get no money. I can't get, because I'm a sinful man. You ever heard of the blood? Jesus said you're washed in the blood. You shouldn't be listening to your head. You shouldn't let the devil remind you of things that God's forgiven you of. Verse 9, for he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of the fish which they had taken. Hallelujah. We're just going to kind of move on here. Turn to John 14:27. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I got all I can get out of that for now. Praise the Lord. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, for I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. How many people today, not necessarily here, are in fear and are afraid about this, afraid about that. Jesus said, I give you peace. I give you peace. Well, what do we do when fear tries to come? Jesus said, I got peace. Jesus said, he gave me peace. You will resurrect the power of the Holy Ghost in you, and peace will come upon you. Because Jesus said, I give you peace. I give you peace. So no matter what storm is coming in, your renewed mind will say, no, sir. Jesus said, he gives me peace. That storm's not going to bother me. That financial problem's not going to bother me. That attacking me. Why? Because my mouth is going to say, he gave me peace. If we don't respond the right way, saints, I'm telling you, if you respond from reasoning or from the flesh, God wants you to respond from what Jesus said. The Holy Spirit is in us to take from Jesus and give to us. So if I say he gave me peace, the Holy Spirit will flood me with peace. Because Jesus said, listen now, peace I leave with you. Say, I have peace.
I have peace.
Jesus said. I don't care if you go in and get a bad report. See? You'll get healed if you say, no, sir, Jesus gave me peace. Jesus never said I was going to have cancer. I was going to have MS. I was going to have brain problems. I was going to have depression, oppression. You can't find that in the lips of Jesus. He said, I give you peace. Where's all that other stuff come from? It usually comes from a confession, and that's agreeing with the world. That's where it comes from. We don't recall what Jesus said. Amen? Hallelujah. What does 16:33 say? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. So we got to stay out of the world. We got to stay in the kingdom, right? We got to confess the kingdom. We got to be sons and daughters of the kingdom. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He overcomes sickness, demons, principalities, poverty. He overcame the world. So whatever the world's trying to offer you, you're not going to accept because you're in the kingdom. And Jesus said, I give you peace. Jesus said, I've overcome the world. And so if he overcome the world and we're sons and daughters, we've overcome the world. The reason why we haven't overcome the world, because we partake of the world instead of partaking of the kingdom, saying what Jesus said. Amen? We let the world offer us all kinds of things. Sometimes you turn your computer on, and the computer will offer you pornography. And we partake of it and wonder why our minds are all trashed. People can't live without a computer. I can. I don't know how to turn one on. My cell phone's a $20 phone. You can't send me messages. You can't send me pornography or pictures or nothing. You're lucky if I even answer it. If I flipped it open, it says Jesus calling. Ooh. You see what he's saying here? I've overcome the world. He defeated the world for us. We got to walk in the kingdom. We got to walk in his peace. We got to say Jesus defeated the world. And the world offers you sickness and disease and murder and drugs and depression and oppression, divorce and all kinds of things. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. If you want to know how to make money, let the Holy Spirit teach you. He said he'll teach you all things, so we can't make a list out. Oh, yeah, he'll teach me how to be healed. He'll teach me how to get grace. He'll teach me how to speak in the name of Jesus. He'll teach me how to let the mind of Christ be in my mind, but he won't teach me how to get wealth. He'll teach you how to receive the blessings of Abraham that's in you in Christ Jesus. But God looks at our heart, saints. Years ago, if I'd have won the lotto, I used to tell people, I'll bless everybody. I wouldn't bless anybody. The condition I was in back years ago, I'd have got blessed all right. I'd have probably been sitting in one of those vats in Budweiser thing there. But now I'm changed. Now I got the mind of Christ. Now I know I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now I can see God loves me because he healed me from MS. He healed me from temptations and all kinds of things. I've renewed my mind. And now I say, Jesus said. Instead of saying, Elry said, I say, Jesus said. When the devil comes to me with something, no, sir, Jesus said. He overcame the world. You're the God of this world. You have been defeated by Jesus. He's disarmed you. I'm in the kingdom. You see, I'm going to speak kingdom laws. I'm going to be free by the Spirit of the Lord in the Spirit of God in Christ Jesus. I'm going to be free. The laws of the Spirit set me free. And so I'm going to obey the laws of the Spirit. The laws of the Spirit are the Word of God. To speak what Jesus said, it's done. It's a done deal. Amen? Mark 16. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Mark 16, starting with verse 14. Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. He rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart. You notice that? 3 days they had a hard heart. You see, an unbelief started settling in them because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. See, sometimes we get into unbelief. Because I haven't seen a miracle, I don't believe in him no more. Because I haven't seen a healing, I don't believe in him no more. The trouble is, we listen to too many voices. Oh, I know a lady over here, she just loved the Lord. She had the same thing you got, and she died. At that point, you need to say, Jesus said, I'm healed. And it ain't based on the woman over there. It ain't based on the person over there. It's based on the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in my life. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader. Unless we're following Jesus. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs, Jesus said now, listen to me. You're either going to have faith in what Jesus said, or you're going to have faith in a religious leader who says, that ain't for today. That don't work no more. You need to get out from underneath people who are preaching against Jesus, preaching against the promises, preaching up against what Jesus said, preaching against the Holy Spirit. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, we got to do it in his name, they will cast out demons. There ain't a demon that can stand in your pathway. Because Colossians says, in the name, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you do, do in the power and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We'll cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Tongues ain't gone away with, you see. There's all kinds of different kinds of tongues. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up any kind of cancer or demon or something tries to come on you, it'll be destroyed. Why? The anointing breaks the yoke. If we believe that Jesus lives in us, if we believe we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, they will take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Jesus said. Now you got to lock your faith into what Jesus said, not what your dumb head saying. Or someone down the street said. When someone says, oh, he just loved the Lord and he died. How do you know he loved the Lord? How? Can you see his hat? Do you really know his hat or know her hat? Well, I thought I did. Well, you don't know the hat. That's a search of the deepness of God that only comes from God. When I'm saying, God, I need $10,000, he looks at my hat. If I give him $10,000, he's going to get a motorcycle and go to Hawaii. I got to take him back to school some more. See, when he said to Peter, go on over there and catch that fish and get a coin out of his mouth and pay the taxes, Peter went and got the coin and paid the taxes. He didn't go to a dance. I got some money now. I got some bucks. I can... So when every time you're praying about finances, God's not refusing you. He's just looking at your heart. You're saying, what do you want that for? You may not hear him saying that, but he looks at your heart. When I first started in the ministry, I sent out 25 letters, and I wanted everybody to throw in $5,000. This is a true story. Betty said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to build a church. I didn't know which way up spiritually was or nothing. I never got an answer back from anybody. I said to my wife, I don't think I'm called. You see, we all want a building. We all want every president that, you know, Obama, when he gets out of office, he's going to build him a library. The country's full of libraries. Jimmy Carter and all of them, you know, they're all building a library. All I want is the fullness of Jesus. I'll put on my tombstone. If I knew this yesterday, I wouldn't be in this position. Laying down here pushing up daisies. Praise God. So remember now, saints, you got to defend this. Jesus said these signs will follow those who believe. Amen? He's overcome the world. We are in the kingdom. The kingdom is within us. Amen? We have just got to get our renewed minds to saying, Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm healed. There was somebody this week who had a rough time. Your physical body really felt bad this week. As a matter of fact, your head kind of felt full and your eyes felt funny. And I think you had some fluid in one of your ears. I don't think you went to a doctor, but and I'm not talking about you, dear, but I'm talking about somebody else, and because she came in the office and told me some things. So I'm not talking about that, although God could heal her too. And so someone's had a rough day this week. It only lasted about 24 hours. Maybe it's still going on now. But Jesus said, you're healed. That fluid in your ears dried up. That whole feeling of something coming over your body. And you started thinking, gee, you know what we do? See, when we start reasoning with ourselves. This feels like the flu. Oh, my head's pounding. I think I got a brain tumor. Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. Not me, only you, all of you. How many here had a bad day this week or a bad couple of days this past week? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there any of that stuff I'm talking about? Was that going on in your body? Was that going on in your body, young man? What was your rough week about? Yeah. Attack of the enemy. Okay, anybody else? Raise your hand. Let's hear what you was feeling this week.
What was your film, dear? Okay, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yours too? Okay, same thing. We'll address that, young man, because I had I know what I'm going to run into Fridays. God may not use you that way, but he does me. And it drives me up a tree. I don't need someone else's pains. I have enough of my own. Who else raised their hands over here? What did you feel like? Okay, what'd you, Jose? Did anybody have anything wrong with an ear? Fluid in your ear. Ah, and you too? Yeah, see? If you want this mantle, and you start preaching, remember now, you may get some fluid in your ear, or feel like you got it. Feel like you're dragging four blocks behind you of 500 pounds or something. Can't lift your legs. You're tired. You're exhausted. You know what I did? I went in the prayer closet. And I said, Jesus said, and I stood in there, and the peace of God came upon me, and everything left. And I was so drained. It was 8:30. And me and my wife, I don't go to bed, and she comes back in at midnight or something. I said, do you want to go to bed? She said, yeah, I'm tired. We went to bed at 8:30, never woke up to 6. And I said, how do you feel now? I feel refreshed. I just came out of my prayer closet, then I climbed in between clean sheets. See, my head don't hit the pillow. I go to sleep right away. And then the Lord wakes me up at 3 sometime. But this particular night, he didn't. He says, this young man has felt everybody's pain, everybody's fluid in the ears and everything else. I'm going to let him have a good night's sleep. If you want this mantle, Jesus said, you got to take up your cross and follow me. Not me, but Jesus. You see, you may have to feel a little suffering. You may have to feel a little pain. It's not fun to the body. But you'll have to battle all the way through it and say, and Jesus said, and you need to turn to Jesus, not lean to your own understanding. Go in the prayer closet and pray. And that peace, he said, it passes all under. It came on me. Both of my ears popped. My body went like I just had one big shot of Novocaine. I didn't feel nothing. And I walked out of there and went to the living room. I was going to go do something. I'm doing this number. God touched me. Now I'm enjoying Jesus. I didn't lean to my flesh. I got an ear problem. Oh, both ears. No, sir. Jesus said, healing belongs to you, Lowry. These signs will follow you. Just come in and praise me. Just come in and worship me. Worship me in spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In John, 13 times the Holy Spirit is mentioned. 13 times. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Where do we go now? Okay, let's try John 4:23. But the hour is coming and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Honest worshiping. You see, we're born again. We got the Spirit of God. Now God is looking for it. There's a time coming when we're going to flow in the worship of God. And the Spirit of God's going to fall on you people, whether it's in your house or whether it's over there, wherever it may be. The Spirit of God's going to fall upon you. And you're going to be in the God's presence so long that you're going to be like Daniel said. Daniel said, I was in his presence so long that I was sick for days. You mean the promise makes you feel that way? I mean, the presence makes you... Sometimes. because the anointing is so pure. And our bodies, physical bodies, ain't pure. Our spirits are, but our physical bodies. So anytime that purity of the anointing falls on us, you see, it's just like when God said, let there be light, that anointing is drawing out that impurity. The dross is coming to the top. That's what happens, saints. Hallelujah. It's just like an immune system. Once you've had a certain disease, a flu or something, your system, that immune system that killed that, because you have to go to get antibiotics, something different. But if that immune system in you kills that, it'll always stay in your body, not allow that to come back on your body again. You know that? We don't depend on it no more. We depend on Walgreens and everything else. But if we'll just pray and depend on the immune system, when it dries out the flu, or wherever it may be, it's driving out, it'll stay in your body and never allow that to come back on your body. See, that's just like the Holy Ghost. He don't want to allow sickness on you. He don't want to allow depression or oppression upon you. He stays with you. He takes from Jesus and gives to you. He's our new immune system as such. The healing power, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. He'll stay with you. And he's always wanting to release that anointing through you. He's always wanting to release that healing through you. He wants you to worship him in spirit. He wants you to go into your prayer closet and just call upon the Holy Spirit. Teach me how to worship God. And it's not going to be, you may sing. Remember we were singing in the Spirit here tonight? Wasn't that beautiful? My God. You see doves flying everywhere. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost will be with you. Someone said tonight, sealed by the Holy Ghost. Sealed by the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, saints, he's given his body immune system, but he's given us a resurrection power. It'll stay with you. And if you, by faith, overcome sickness in your body, by faith in Jesus, I'm telling you what, it'll never come back. If you overcome poverty, it'll never come back. Me and my wife couldn't rub two nickels together years ago. And I was on Social Security disability, and they took it away from me. So I had a little VA thing coming in, and so we would walk every day and pray in tongues, me and my wife. Lost a car. I had a brand new 88 Oldsmobile. Was on the radio 5 days a week. The radio went bankrupt, and we lost everything. So... this went on for a couple of years. They took the Social Security disability. They weren't supposed to do that. And so 2 years went by. We went to the post office and opened the box, and there was a check in there for $13,000 for my daughter. And I looked in there and said, where's mine? I said, the following day, I said, Betty, call a bank. I said, the government, really, they're strange people. Call the bank. Never notify us nothing. She called the bank. There was $40,000 sitting in the bank. And we were trying to figure out what we were going to eat that night. And so we sat down, and we took hands, and we said, we'll never be broke again. And we have never been broke. That's a true story. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's a true story, saints. If my wife wants a dress, she just goes and buys it. If I want something, I just go buy it. See, God says, you know, I just want to bless you. I want you to have every promise in me. It says yes, yes. Then how come we ain't getting them? You'll get it. Launch out. You'll get it. Well, I've been it. Do it again. Your season's coming. You may have had the season of healing, but your season for finance, it's coming, saints. It's coming. See, we're a miracle about that. I didn't get no lawyer. The Holy Ghost was my lawyer, and the government sent me a check for $40,000. I sat down, scratched my head. I said, all things are possible to God. I didn't try to figure it out. I just said, we got some money. This is years ago now. $40,000, a lot of money back then. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But our checking account, our banking account has never been empty. You know why? The first thing I did was tithe right off the top of that 40 grand. And Betty says, there's a lot of traffic out. We'll do it tomorrow morning. I said, no, we're going to do it right now. And we drove down the bank, and we deposited into a ministry and drove away. And from that moment on, we've tithed. We've always tithed, but we've never been broke. And I've, when you have a ministry like this size building, $6,600 a month, I've never taken up a collection. All things are possible with God. He said, you just preach me. You just preach my word. Let me worry about the money. Now, it's not wrong to take up a collection. I'm not saying that. But for me, it is. God has taken care of me and my wife. We sat down one day. We said, Betty was having some trouble with her legs. And I said, Lord, we need a house, a ranch, all one level. And guess what? We moved in many years ago into a ranch all one level. Now, we had to buy it. Now, he didn't give it to us, but we had to buy it. But it was all one level. Just what we asked for. Jesus said, Elry, I want to bless you. And I would often say, when? I know you lovely angels never said it that way, but when? Well, first we walked for 2 years. I got some letters from the VA one time, and Betty was filling it out for me. I didn't want to bother with it. And she said, what do you put? I said, I don't care. Put this certain date down. 2 weeks later, I got a check for $5,000. And we were walking, man. We leave the kids at home, and, I mean, it was, 10 below zero. We had to walk to King Supers. We'd cover our face and pray in tongues and go over and get the food and bring it back to back to our home for the kids and everything else. And we just kept praying in tongues. We did that for over 2 years. Nothing. Felt like God was never going to answer prayers. I'm telling you, saints. Shortly after that, God gave us a building for $15. Jerry knows about that. He carried it for us, but we took his $15 to take it over. 15 years we were in that building, and I walked out into the office one day, and I sat down behind the desk, and I heard a voice very clear and said, I want you to sell this for $1.2 million. And so I got the realtors over there, and how much you want for this, Elroy? I said, $1.2 million. You can't get $1.2 million. These buildings are only worth $700,000 down 3 years. $1.2 million. That's what we got. And guess what? The person who bought it, you see, we didn't pay no taxes. The person who bought the building, their taxes went up to $20,000 a year. God will take care. You really want to minister? God will take care of you. But you've got to pay a price. See, you can't. See, I kept telling God, money first, then serve. Yeah. Just give me lots of money, and I'll put a building up for you, and I'll put some pews in there, and I'll, blah, 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 blah. That ain't the way it worked. God said, faith first. Have confidence and trust in me. Me and my wife have seen God do some things. Right, dear? Hallelujah. He's kept us for 55 years married. Yeah. And I'm not putting anybody down because I'd have never stayed married if it wasn't for Jesus. I was that wild. But guess what? When I learned to do it his way, the blessings came, the blessings on the marriage, the blessings on our body. It doesn't mean we didn't have trouble with our bodies, but God always healed us. Hallelujah. Amen? But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship. Let me tell you something, saints. This singing in tongues is worshiping in spirit and in truth. What we did tonight, that's true worship. Now, I understand there's other interpretations of people, how they believe that. The true worship is praying, singing in tongues.
That's true worship. That's by the Spirit. Now, that doesn't mean we go around judging people, but that's true worship. In tongues. Hallelujah. Jesus said they will speak in tongues, new tongues. Well, praise God. Let's just let the Lord... 10 in the orange, Jeff, please. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. What's your name back here? The blue shirt, yeah. What's your first name? Bill? Oh, that's an easy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know something, Bill? I can see a whole bunch of logs all cut up behind you, like down trees that have been worked on. And God says you've labored in an area for a long time. And you've been convinced that your season ain't going to arrive. But God says as the sun rises, you can believe in my word, young man, God says, because you will have your due season. So all the work you've put into it has not gone afloat. You know, sometimes logs are cut and they're put in water and they float off. God says, what I've put in your heart will not float off. The enemy will not steal it because I've sealed you with the Holy Spirit. And I'm giving you confidence tonight that I've seen every step, I've seen every place you've labored. And God says, you're going to have your season. You will not finish your life where you are now. You will finish your life in my grace. And you will be lifted up in higher places within me. And the promises of me will flow through you. Your day has come as the sun has risen every morning. So has your day risen, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Are you husband and wife? You two here? 4 months? Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. You have to start some. Oh. 4 months. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see you two wrapped in purple. There's some kind of cloth God's wrapped the two of you around. I mean, together. You're not one around you and one around her, but it's together. There's a presence of God that you people have been desiring to walk in, and you both have briefly talked about it with one another, but God has heard your words. And God says, I'm going to come to you in a way up out of your spirit by my spirit in a way you've never expected. And God says, I'm going to open some doors for you two that you never thought God would open. You never thought God's going to use you two in this way. But because of your obedience, because your love for me, God says your season has arrived and your season has come, and it shall explode in you, and the both of you are going to receive it because you're wrapped in one purple. You're both going to receive at the same time. You're going to be thinking and praying about something. You're going to be thinking and praying about something, but it's going to be the same thing. And God says, when you bring that to each other and you touch and agree, it shall come alive because my grace will fall upon it. Because my word is very clear in truth that if any two touch and agree, that which they touch and agree will come to pass. So God says, I can't go against my word. I'll cause it to come alive. I'll cause it to manifest in your life. My grace will be upon you. So God says, look, look for a miracle, expect a miracle, and think big. Think big. God says, I'm a big God. Think big, think big, think big, because the door I've opened for you is big, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. What are you sitting back there for, Nick? How you doing? Long time no see. God is going to free you. You know something, young man? You've been listening to a lot of thoughts in your mind, but they're not the thoughts of God. And God wants you to get God's thoughts in your mind. God wants you to get back in the Word of God. God wants you to get back and spending time with Him, because God was doing a work in your life, and He wants to finish that work. Whatever work God has started, He will finish it. So God wants you to stand up by faith, not right now, but stand up by faith and believe and have confidence in God, because what God started in your life, He'll bring to pass. That's what He wants you to know tonight, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What's your first name, young man? Shane? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, you can see this up here. Oh, it's gone. There was some rough water up there. Put it back. Can you put that back? Anyway, there was some rough water up here in that picture, wasn't there? You see that water there? You've been in rougher water than that. God says, my son, the rough water is all over. God said the day has come, and I speak to you today because you're hearing from my voice, saith the Lord, that the rough waters are over. There's a calmness going to come upon you. There's going to be a revelation of my peace come upon you. And God says you're going to walk with a calm mind. There has been a mind of excitement and sometimes anger, but God says no more. You're going to come into a peace in your mind. You're going to come into a revelation of my peace. You're going to come into my mind. You're my mind, letting my mind be in you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's going to operate differently that your mind thinks. God says you've been very confused about a lot of things. A lot of things have closed in you. When I'm speaking to you, I can see a wire, a very thin wire wrapped around your neck and pulling you, and God said it's broken off tonight. You are freed. You're not going to be dragged into areas where you don't want to go no more. You're not going to give in to your flesh. You're not going to give in to the enemy, because God says tonight I've freed you. Tonight I've given you grace, and tonight I've given you mercy, and tonight I want you to know how much I love you, and tonight the Spirit of God's going to come alive in you, and it's going to take you in a direction where you're going to see some freedom, and you're going to have a taste of God like you've never tasted before. God says you'll drink the new wine, you'll drink the new wine, you'll drink the new wine, and you'll be a different person, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Does anybody have any carryover from the things I mentioned earlier? Do you still have fluid in your ear? Or you don't know? Can you push on, turn your head to do something to find out if it's still there? Hallelujah. Anybody else feeling, having any trouble with their physical bodies that I mentioned earlier? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Anybody have any physical problems? Don't sit there and stare at me. Respond. If you're not, you're not. I know she is. You having some physical problems, dear? Hallelujah. Anybody else having some physical problems? You know, I knew that. I knew there were some things going on, you dear, and I didn't want to discourage him. I knew that, dear. Anybody who's having some physical problems, come up here. Come up here right now. Come up here by faith and trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Now, if you're not having physical problems, you just want some prayer. I mean, I don't want you to go out and get sick, then be able to come up here. Just if you want prayer, come up here too. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Kind of open this up. Let Bill in here. Excuse me. Oh, yeah. Let Bill in here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to all raise your hands, close your eyes. Yes. Are you Spanish, dear?
Yes.
Because I heard him speaking Spanish. That was Spanish, wasn't it?
She used to come here before.
You forgot.
I forgot?
Yes, you forgot.
How long ago was it? You know what God's blessed me with? When you go out and you go for 2 years, the string that was attached is cut. Yes. It's gone. When you go and you stay away 2 years, I don't lay awake at night thinking of you or worrying about you or praying for you. The string is cut, dear, because I got other people to pray for. So if you want prayer and you want the string reattached, then you have to come here. And he gave it to you, didn't he? You're going to get a double dose. Dose? Huh? Is that English?
No.
I have been serving the Lord all my life, and I want to be serving him until the last day of my life.
But if you want my blessings, then you got to come here, dear, instead of this covering. What do you want God to do in your body? Are you having trouble in the private area?
Yes, I kind of flu.
Listen now, listen. You just got fluid? A flow, would you say? Oh, yeah, okay. That's what I thought, yes. You was in the hospital. Okay.
My husband took me to the hospital. I didn't want to go because I...
Well, he was worried. You mean this husband here?
Yes.
Well, he was worried. He loves you. Right?
Yes.
God's going to touch you. God's going to touch you right now. Am I going to see you again, or is it going to be cut off?
You're going to see me many times.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Raise your hands, dear. Close your eyes. Oh, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. In that precious name of Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus. Bless her, Lord. Oh, the Lord Jesus. The healing power. I speak to her body in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, every sickness must go. Everything must go from her body. Just the purity of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hi. Oh, the blessed anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, I touch her, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Precious, holy Jesus. Precious, holy Jesus. Precious Holy Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, precious Lord Jesus, in the precious name of Lord Jesus, hallelujah, praise you Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. What's going on with your body, Bill? What's blurry or something? You can't see or what? You can't see at all? You got a cataract. Well, hallelujah. I'm going to do something different. Stand right there. Close your eyes. Don't come here. Pray for his eyes. Hallelujah. Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. What's going on in your body there?
MS.
Oh, God can take care of that.
Yeah.
Right? Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command this MS, Lord, as I curse it at the root, wherever it's coming from, whatever is causing it, Lord. I curse it at the root right now, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for your healing power going into your daughter, Lord. Your healing power, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Every bit of MS, go in Jesus' name. Go! Hallelujah, Father God. Father God, I command every demon, Lord, to leave this man alone. Satan, I bind you right now. I bind principalities and powers. I put the helmet of salvation on him, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the healing power of Jesus, the healing power, the grace of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak over his mind. I speak over his home. I speak over his room in the name of Jesus, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that no demon can come. No demon. You've been disarmed, Satan. You've been disarmed, principalities and powers. Leviathan, you twisting, lying spirit, I bind you now in Jesus' name. Apollyon, you spirit of destruction, you unclean spirit, I bind you right now in Jesus' name. And this is a man of God. This is a child blood bought. And right now we stand, and he stands under this covering right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that he'll have a good week. He'll have a good week of peace, love, and joy in the Holy Ghost in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, just touch her, Lord. In the name of the Lord Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Precious flow of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bless this man, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. The presence. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. It's strange. God is talking to me right now about happy trails. There's going to be some happy trails from this moment forward. God says, my son, you have trusted and had confidence in me for many years. You have praised and worshiped me, but there has been trails at times that have brought broken hearts to you and in your own heart. And God said he's healed and mended a lot of things in your soulish area. And God says you can look for happy trails because God's going to open trails for you that you can walk in and walk on. Yes, and your ministry, it seemed at one time would be dead, but God says it's alive more today than ever before. Your ministry will walk on happy trails because the trails that God makes for you, no enemy can come on them. God said he's going to teach you by his Spirit how to walk in happy trails and how to get the blessings of God to flow into your life. And there's other people that you've prayed for and that have been on your mind, heavy on your heart, that has not been able to be a breakthrough. God says, my son, you have been obedient, you've prayed, you've interceded, you've done what I've called you to do in those particular cases, and God says they will receive my grace, they will receive my blessings. So you can have your heart at peace tonight, that when you come up here, the happy trails have started right now in your life, and it's going to flood over into those people. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for what you've said to this man, how you've touched him, how you're opening doors to him, Lord Jesus Christ, and we give you praise and honor and glory. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, God is talking to me about some germs that maybe have been trying to stay in your body, and God is destroying them right now. The Lord Jesus Christ is destroying them right now. There's some kind of a germ, as a warfare going on between your body and some germs, and God says, you're going to win. His grace is going to be upon you. The fire of the Holy Ghost is going to go through you and burn out and cause you to feel like a brand new woman tonight. A brand new woman tonight. You will be because God's touching you. Oh, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. In the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let every bit of germ be. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Now let her receive the peace, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I break every assignment of Satan, every principality and power. I break in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for the impartation that's coming through me by the Holy Spirit into her life, Lord, bringing the blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want her to grab the wrong leg. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. When was you diagnosed with MS, dear? Last year? Have you been going down, or has it been steady, or is it in remission, or where is it at now? What, your legs and stuff like that? Yeah. Do you have any double vision? Oh, okay. You don't have it now, dear. Jesus said, right? You're going to renew your mind now. Jesus said you don't have MS. These signs will follow those who believe. So when your body tells you one thing, the Spirit of God in you is going to tell you Jesus said. That's the battle you're going to have. But guess what? You're going to win. You're going to win. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise. Give one of those guys. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. We win. Hallelujah. We're winners. Hallelujah. Whatever you're waiting for is going to come. If there's something you two are waiting for, you, yes, it's going to come. It's going to come from God. Don't look to any man. Don't look to any woman. It's going to come from God. God's specially going to give it to you because he wants you to know that it came from God and all things are possible with God. It's going to come from God, and God's going to touch you in a mighty way. Not only some other way, but he's going to touch your physical body in a mighty way. He's going to touch you. Right now as I'm speaking, I believe that God's going to touch your body in a very powerful way. All through your lower part, your extremities, all through your prostate, all through your blood system, God is touching you in a mighty way. God's touching you in a mighty way. In the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak that into his body now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those ain't poppies, are they? Dawn comes late. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you for tonight. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your healings. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, that we have stood by your Word, by the power of your Holy Spirit, and we know, Jesus, you said, these signs will follow those who believe, Lord. We're going to launch out, Lord. We're going to get beyond ourselves, Lord. We're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. We're going to worship you and praying and singing in tongues, Lord. The hour has come, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that you overcame the world, Lord Jesus. We have the victory over the world. Help us, Holy Spirit, not to give in to the world, but to walk in the kingdom life, Lord, that's in us, the kingdom that's in us, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, that you can add to us, Lord, those things that you promised, Lord. Everybody in this room, Lord, is looking for the promises, Lord, the promises of peace, the promises of healing, Lord, the promises of grace, Lord, the promises of your love that floods us, Lord, knowing that we know that you love us so much that every sin is forgiven and forgotten, Lord Jesus Christ. So we exalt and lift you up tonight, Lord, and pray to you, Lord, and we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you have moved us a little bit closer to your cloud, your glory cloud, Lord. And we're going to know, Lord, when the cloud moves, we'll move. Whatever area that is, Lord, we'll move, Lord, because we'll know because we know that the Holy Spirit has let us know it's time. It's time to do this. It's time to walk in this wisdom. It's time to walk in this knowledge. It's time to get this revelation. And we just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord, and continue to do, because you are our Lord. You are our Christ. You are the resurrection power. You are the Son of God. And we look to no other buddy, nobody else but you, Lord Jesus. And we're going to renew our minds knowing that you said, and our faith that you gave us, Lord, is going to operate in what you said and not what we think. In Jesus' name, amen.